Welcome back, everyone, to State of Belief Radio. I'm Welton Gaddy. Recently, the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life released its latest report on the state of religious freedom around the world. The report is called Rising Tide of Restrictions on Religion. Brian Graham is the author of this sweeping new report. He's the senior researcher and director of cross-national data at Pew, and he joins us right now. Dr. Graham, welcome.
I'm glad to be with you.
Why is the latest report titled Rising Tide of Restrictions on Religion?
Yes, well, our report found that restrictions are rising in every region of the world, including some regions that previously had shown a slight decrease in restrictions on religion or social hostilities involving religion, such as the Americas and Sub-Saharan Africa. What we find now is that a substantial portion of the world's population, about 75% or 3 out of every 4 people, live in a country where there are either high government restrictions on religion or high social hostilities involving religion, and that's up from 70% just a year ago. And additionally, we've seen the increases occur in countries that not only began the period with high or very high restrictions or hostilities, but also in countries that began the period with low or moderate restrictions, such as the United Kingdom, Switzerland, and the United States.
Would you talk a little more about your findings in unexpected places like Switzerland and the United States?
Yeah, so in Switzerland, there was a nationwide campaign to ban the building of any minarets on mosques. Currently, there are only 4 mosques that have minarets in Switzerland, but there was a reaction against having minarets on mosques representing the growth of Islam in Switzerland. So there's a national referendum that was passed, and now it's part of the constitutional law of the country that no mosque can put a minaret on their mosque. Also, in other countries such as the United States that began the period with low government restrictions, we saw an uptick in government restrictions, but this is primarily due to incidents at the local or state level. For instance, we saw problems faced by religious groups seeking to build or enlarge their buildings through zoning restrictions. Limitations on religious dress or grooming in certain judicial settings or in prisons. And during this period, we also saw several legislative attempts to restrict the application of Islamic or Sharia law, which in itself is not permitted as a code in U.S. law, but this was more of an anti-Muslim attempt in using legislative means to target one particular religion. On the other side, in the United States, we also saw an increase in social hostilities involving religion, and these included several factors. We had 3 terrorist events that involved religion, the Fort Hood shootings, the underwear bomber, and the Times Square's bomber. The increases also included other incidents, such as community attempts to ban the construction of a mosque in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and also an uptick in a very different kind of discrimination that we noted more religious discrimination in public workplace hiring.
You break the data into 2 categories, government restrictions and society's restrictions. Is one of those worse than the other based on your research?
Globally, we've seen an increase in both, but what we saw was primarily an increase in the number of lower-level incidents that sort of raised the problems throughout the world. So it wasn't as if another 9/11 incident happened during this time period, but it was more the accumulation of either governments trying to restrict religion or people in society having more hostilities, often towards minority religious groups. During this period. And one thing to keep in mind is that our study only goes through mid-2010, and that's the period right before the uprisings that are known as Arab Spring occurred. And one interesting finding of our study is that that government restrictions in particular were tightening in many of the countries that experienced Arab Spring revolutions, particularly in Egypt. Egypt had an ongoing pattern of increasing government restrictions before that period, and it was the country where the uprisings spread to right after they started in Tunisia, which also had high and rising restrictions during the period before Arab Spring.
Are there families of religions that are seeing more restrictions than others?
What we find is that harassment based on religious bias or discrimination occurs to all religious groups, that they face some problem in one country or another. What we do find is that Christians face harassment from governments or from members of society in the largest number of countries. But that's not too surprising, given that Christianity is the largest single family of religions, as you call it. Then in the religious group that faces harassment in the second largest number of countries are Muslims. And again, they're the second largest religious group, so that's not particularly surprising. But then what we find are smaller religious groups such as Jews, which make up less than 1% of the global population, face harassment or discrimination in more than a third of countries. So many of these restrictions will target or hostilities target religious minorities. And I should say that it's often the Christians. Christians are often harassed when they're a minority. The one exception is that Muslims tend to be harassed in Muslim-majority countries in higher proportion than they are outside of Muslim-majority countries, which is surprising to many people. But if you consider the sectarian divisions in all, such as in Iraq, or authoritarian governments such as in Egypt, which had somewhat of an anti-religious bias, then that helps explain why Muslims face problems even within Muslim-majority countries.
Religious freedom has been central to so much of the rhetoric, political rhetoric, in the United States during this election cycle. Does that in any way dilute the power of the very concept when you analyze extreme environments of true restrictions on religion worldwide?
Well, what, I mean, that's a very good question. And one of the things that we've done in our study is to specifically measure the flip side of religious freedom, which is restrictions on religion coming either from governments or societies. Because religious freedom is, it's very difficult to measure and precisely define what a freedom is. But we found that by focusing on restrictions and hostilities, it puts it into a more, let's say, social science way of looking at this issue. And we've had very good response from a number of countries and governments around the world to looking at it this way. So rather than blaming a country or calling out a country for having low or religious freedom, instead we can look at trends and restrictions and hostilities, because indeed many countries believe that restrictions are necessary and beneficial to maintain peace and security in the country. So by engaging and using this kind of vocabulary, we've been able to extend the discussion beyond just the United States, but involve other countries as well.
Was there anything in the report that you personally found particularly surprising?
Well, one thing that I found surprising is that of the 20 different types of government restrictions that we monitor each year, including bans on conversion, limits on religious broadcasting, limits on preaching, government use of force against religious groups, government biased favoritism of one religious group above others. Of all these different restrictions we monitor, on average, when these restrictions are in place, social hostilities tend to be higher in those countries than lower. And it's quite a striking finding, and you can see it on our website, the chart showing these data, that often governments perceive that the best way to control social hostilities involving religion is by adding additional restrictions. But the data itself shows something of a different picture, that when government restrictions are in place, that doesn't coincide with lower hostilities. Still, we're not answering the chicken and egg question, whether the restrictions cause the hostilities. But this certainly is a new finding, So I think many people will find that a very interesting and thought-provoking finding.
Dr. Brian Grimm is the senior researcher and director of cross-national data at the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life, and the author of the new report titled Rising Tide of Restrictions on Religion. The entire report is available online at pewcenter.org. Dr. Grimm, thanks so much for being with us today on State of Belief Radio.
Glad to be with you.
Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. Please visit us online at stateofbelief.com, and you can find out more about the show. You can hear the extended interviews of today that you've only heard a part of. You can read transcripts, and you can sign up for our podcasts. You can learn about the new State of Belief app for iPhone and Android devices. And if you have those, you already know this, you can listen to us anywhere, anytime. Share your thoughts, please, on what you've heard. Share them on Facebook and Twitter. Contact information is available if you need it at stateofbelief.com, including the toll-free listener line 800-856-0277. We encourage you to tell others about the show. We would love for them to be listeners as well, and we'd love for you all to get together and have conversations about what we talk about on this show, and then let us know about it. Let us know your feelings. State of Belief Radio is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Interfaith Alliance needs your involvement and support and activism. Become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. And of course, join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. You don't ever know what you're going to see in that intersection. Until then, you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy. That's State of Belief.